Ready? It's Outside the Box, winning against all odds. Today's topic is no more win-lose. In the last two features, I talked about competition in the economy and politics, and then competition in sports and games. Today, it's competition in general. In my mind, no one wins when we compete, because when we compete, almost everyone is our opponent, not our friend. How's that, you say? There's always at least one winner in any competition. Isn't that what competition means? Not according to writer Perry Seidman. Seidman calls competition, quote, an inhuman activity, end quote. Well, that's not a ringing endorsement, is it? Sure makes me perk up my ears. Now, how can something that humans engage in every day be called inhuman? Seidman says it's inhuman because there are four myths about competition. The first myth is that competition is simply part of human nature. But if we're able to teach people to cooperate, then our culture must also be teaching people to compete. Neither impulse is hardwired. Many cultures have learned how to share land, relationships, food, and other valuable commodities, certainly better than us in the United States. I believe, and much research backs this up, it's ego and nurture, not nature, that tells us we should be better than someone else, or that our self-esteem depends on defeating someone in a contest. Seidman's second myth is that competition is more productive. Does that mean we perform better when we feel competitive with someone else? Apparently not. He cites studies showing that people do best when they work in cooperation with each other, not individually and competitively. That's because people generally do better when they focus on trying to do well, not on trying to beat someone else. I would be more likely to take risks and go all out to accomplish something if I were doing it with others, not in competition with them. I wouldn't worry about losing, just doing a good job. Would you also? Seidman's third myth about competition is that it's more fun. But the anxiety of winning or losing seems to take away all the fun, for me at least. If you play sports or games, you also may recognize that the fun of playing loses out to the importance of winning. The fourth myth says that competition builds character. Winning and losing do affect character, but I think we always lose because every win requires another win, and every loss hurts our self-esteem. Even if we win, each contest is another chance to lose. Think of how practicing cooperation instead of competition would change our daily lives. Worker cooperatives to produce goods and services. People sharing resources together. More common land and property for anyone to use. People meeting needs together rather than an ethic of every person for themselves. Do you compete with others on a daily basis? How do you feel about it? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting to defeat competition, but wishing I didn't have to.